Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks again for all the messages here. We have another hour together. Roger Davis, I'll tell you, the text line loves you.
Oh, yeah?
They do. And I mean that for real, they do.
Oh, I thought you meant when I was in the taking part in a school thing, and I was sitting on the bench over the water, and they were throwing the softballs at it. Hit the target and dumped the guy in the drink, you know.
Ah, yes. You know, those are always popular. Yeah. How many times have you been asked to do that, like at a charity event, to be dunked if someone hit the target?
Twice, the first and the last.
You know, I've been asked to do that before, and there's a little bit of joy that can be brought into understanding that you can insult listeners as they come up and try to dunk you. Oh, so yeah. It's your goal to enrage them so they buy money for the charity event or whatever.
Yeah,
but you get to trash talk them as much as you want. I love that idea.
Yeah. Well, so you do have a wire mesh between you and your assailants, you know.
I mean, until they pull you out of the tank and then they're waiting for you.
I know where you're parked.
Yeah, one thing you know, in those type of events, there's never security, so you have to be careful not to cross too many lines.
Yeah, really.
Yep. So I see people talking about the LA protesters, and this is a good topic. We're going to talk more about that coming up. But our producer, Tim, I don't know if you know this, but he's a very accomplished musician. Well, are you familiar with this?
I have heard that.
I don't know about accomplished, well, but I do it.
See, as you can hear, he is self-effacingly modest about it. So, yeah.
Right. He's good. I mean, people come from all around to see him perform when he gets up on a stage. So
Pay money.
Pay money.
Yeah.
People enjoying a show this past weekend were delighted to see Bret Baier from Fox News rapping. Now, Roger, I want to play you some music here from Bret Baier from Fox News rapping for a crowd. He was doing Rapper's Delight. Yeah. And I wanted to get Tim, as a musician, to give us on a scale of 1 to 10 what do you think Bret Baier's musician's rapping skills are.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, you ready for this?
Gotcha.
Roll it.
Cast no legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Should I go by the name Lois Lane? And you can be my boyfriend, you certainly can. Let me quit my brother called Superman. He is, I do suppose, flying through the air in pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red. Should I say to him, hop, a him, a him, and a him, him, a hop, you don't stop a run. To the bang, bang, boogie, I'll jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Scoob-op, Scooby-Doo, that's right, America, we love you. Fox News Channel, you should watch, 6 p.m., special report. It's really good, very fair, very balanced, very fair. Hey, Broadway Live! Thank you.
All right, so that was Bret Baier.
I mean, that was bars, as they would say. That was bars.
What did you think about the part that scoobity-doo, da-ba-dee-da?
I mean, it was, yeah, man, it was interesting. I mean, I think it worked for what he was doing.
I would give him the DQYDJ evaluation on that. Don't
what
quit,
does that mean?
Don't quit your day job.
Yeah.
No, I think that's fair to say. But I think the part where he starts to lose it is this part here. He goes, doobity-doo.
Let's jump the boogie to the rhythm of the skiddly-bop, scoobop, scooby-doo. That's right, America, we love you.
Hey, right. Scooby-Doo. You know, he was committed to that, though. He was fully committed.
He was laying it all on a line right there. He was all in.
Yeah. So how come we can't rap about the Tara show? I mean, we should be able to put something together, Tim. If you want to, by the end of the show, perform a Tara rap, I would allow it.
You're
going to pass?
I might pass on that one.
I would pay for it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's put it together. I got $5. Roger, you got $5? You want to?
I might have.
Then we can get AI to do it.
Oh, yeah. Get AI to do it. Yeah. And then we can get Tara's voice. She would not like that.
Yeah, she probably wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't like that. You know, we have endless amounts of audio that could, you know, be pulled to generate and mimic our voice. And they're always off a little bit, but they're really close now, and it's only getting closer. And you can get things to say anything else. There was a AI of Donald Trump giving a press conference. It came out last week. Did you see that one where he...
Scary stuff. Yeah.
Well... It was hilarious. So the video itself was generated in a way where if you had the sound off, it would look like an official White House video.
Oh, yeah.
And if you listen to the audio, you can tell it was a little bit off. It wasn't him, but it was very close. Mm. And you can, like, if you say, okay, that's Donald Trump, but you can tell it was an AI Trump. And it was something along the lines of they're investing in a company that is bringing back the dire wolf, which is, you know, genetically cloning animals that are no longer around. Yeah. And he said, we're working with them to get velociraptors at the southern border. Our border patrol's going to ride them. They'll rip their heads right off. You know, you're not messing with a border patrol agent on a velociraptor. And it was so great.
Yeah, I seen an AI of Donald Trump rapping to the Humpty Dance. It was great.
Oh, yeah. That one I have seen.
That one's great.
That was not bad at all.
You know, you'll have to remind me, what's the difference between the Humpty Dance and this one that we had, Rapper's Delight? Which one's that?
The Humpty Dance was Digital Underground, and the Humpty Dance was it Sugar... Sugar Hill? Sugar Hill
I think
Gang?
It was. Actually.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Sugar Hill Gang,
it's on YouTube now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't quit your day job is what a lot of people are saying about Brett Baer. I think you're getting other text messages.
Well, it may not have been a good rap, but, I mean, it was entertaining.
Yeah.
It was entertaining.
There you
like,
go.
If you were at a concert or a live event and Brett Baer pulled up a microphone and started rapping, you're not walking away. You're like, I want to see this through.
I'm vibing with him.
Well, it would be like turning away from the train wreck. I mean, you know, you're going to watch. You know?
Yeah.
Well, Roger, now, well, keep this in mind, Tim. The open invitation's there if you want to create a rap before the end of the show. Yeah, we'll be more than happy.
We'll commission it.
I'll look into it. We'll see what I can come up with.
All right, yeah. Start writing down some lines, and if you get inspired, then that would be great.
Tara's probably already running traffic lights headed back for the studio.
Yeah.
the red phone is blinking. So there's one other story. We got a couple of minutes here. And, Roger, I wanted to get your take on this. And do you have any animals, any pets?
Yeah, well, we had a cat that was adopted into our household by some family who were moving down to Miami to a condo which did not allow pets. So we've inherited a cat, which we figured in cat years is the same age as I am.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be good for
cat.
You. So your experience with this animal, there's a CNN story, and this is part of it. It says, we're in the middle of a great pet awakening, a surge of people who are saying that owning a pet is a religious experience. Mm. In a post-pandemic era when many people still live in isolation, many pet owners are saying their furry friends are not mere companions, they're partners in a spiritual journey. Mm. Do you believe that?
You're asking me if I see that as a spiritual journey? You know, when I,
as in owning a pet is a spiritual
when
journey.
When I'm vacuuming up around the sandbox and things of that nature.
You've seen the present they left you inside of it?
Frankly, no.
Okay,
I
really,
I can't
journey.
Say that. But I do know that some people have absolute ethereal attractions to their pets. And I do know one person who literally, this is a tragic story from years ago, gave his life in an effort to save one. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Like in a house fire or something like that?
It was stuck in a car, and it had caught fire. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. I know what you mean. You got to do, you think about those scenarios and what you would do in a scenario like that, and you just don't know. And you talk about human lives that are inside a trapped vehicle and how far you would go to try to get that person out, even though there's almost zero chance of you getting it out. And I've heard people that have tried to save people in these scenarios, in these situations. It's really depressing because you know there's nothing you can do, and they are just pleading for their lives. And I can't imagine being stuck in something like that.
Oh,
and,
no.
I mean,
no.
He went and, it's just terrible. But this article, they go on to talk about the Great Pet Awakening, and more people have pets. Like 30 years ago, there was about 56% of Americans owned a pet. Now that number is 66%, so about 10% more. And because of it, I think that he's making this argument. It's this relationship that we build with these animals that becomes so strong with the bond that we have that it's like a religious experience for us.
And it's become a huge industry. Many multi-billion dollar industry.
Oh, yeah, we get it. Roger, are you working tomorrow with me?
I will see you tomorrow, yes.
Oh, yes. I can't wait. Unless we talk at the end of the show because Tim will be rapping. We'll have to wait and see in the next half hour if that'll happen. I am Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. If you want to reach the show, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 800-905-0989. If you want to call in, that's the word talk line as well. You can do Rapper's Delight if you think you're better than Brett Baer. Go ahead, prove it. I don't mind taking your calls for that too. And coming up after the break, yes, the National Guard was sent to Los Angeles because of these riots. And yes, now Los Angeles police, it seems like with the help of the National Guard, are starting to get a little bit of, control over these dangerous situation out there. So let's talk about that coming up, because a lot of people, liberals, they don't want the help. They just want to see their city burn for the cause of Mexico, I guess. We'll continue with that. And I'm Ryan Recker on News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back. I wanted to talk about these riots in Los Angeles. You know, there's a lot of different websites that are covering this, but I'm just going to go to the BBC. For some reason, I feel like they might be able to give us a little better outsider perspective. Not that I believe them any more or less. So earlier this morning, LA officials urged protesters not to engage in violence. Oh, that'll do it. They'll listen, I'm sure. No, I'm sure they're fine. I'm sure not only will they listen, they'll obey, and they'll just stop destroying and setting things on fire because you ask them kindly. No need for the National Guard to be in there. No need for the feds to help with controlling these violent protests. You can just tell them to cut it out. I'm sure they'll listen. Then they have another part of it. It says where the protests have taken place. So they look at a couple of things. Says there was also reports of an ICE raid at a store, which officials told the BBC were false. So a lot of false reports getting out there. Another day of protest expected. This one came out a little bit ago. The sun is now shining in L.A. Says the Party for Socialism and Liberation is holding a student walkout at the federal building at 11 o'clock Pacific time. And the ACLU said it'll lead a rally in protest at noon, demand an end of ICE raids. So it's so funny. The Party for Socialism on college campuses leading the way here with the ACLU. I think that says a lot when someone talks about these riots. Just ask them, you know, why is it that socialists are out there and upset with this? It says a British photographer describes the moment he was struck by a rubber bullet. British photojournalist Nick Stern, who was struck by a 3-inch less lethal projectile fired by police during the LA protest, just spoken to our colleagues at the World at One program from a hospital bed. Apparently he needed stitches from this rubber bullet. And I've talked to colleagues about this, and they've gotten upset. So I'm going to go back to my time at St. Louis when there's riots, and happens to be the Ferguson riots. This hands up, don't shoot lie that created all this chaos, this giant purposely perpetrated lie in order to start these sort of riots for quote unquote justice. And they were out there at these protests. They were getting violent. They were setting things on fire, doing exactly what you saw in Los Angeles, maybe even a little bit worse. And they would have to wear, as reporters of this radio station, bulletproof vests. And they would complain about getting tear gassed when a crowd would not disperse and get violent. And I would tell them, you're probably in the middle of this. I'm guessing you're probably very close to these protests. So absolutely, you're going to get auxiliary tear gassed. And that, number one, is your fault for if you're going to be close enough to a violent protest that's asked to disperse just because, you know, number one, the police or whoever's the guard there at the time, they don't know if you're honestly the media or not. You just don't get a free pass to say, oh, I'm part of the media, so you can't touch me. No, if you're in the middle of a violent protest and then you get auxiliary tear gas, then yes, you probably you have nothing to complain about because that was your decision to be there and not disperse. That's number one. And number two, tear gas is, again, not lethal, but it's very effective to get people to move out. But it's not effective when you get these people showing up with gas masks, anticipating that they're going to cause trouble, wave the Mexican flag, throw stuff at police, try to hurt them, damage property. And, you know, you come prepared for that sort of thing, knowing that you want to cause as much chaos as you can. So better put on the gas mask because I know what's going to come. So rubber bullets are used at times. Let's see. Newsom did nothing to stop protests, White House press secretary said. And I would say he's actually doing worse than nothing. He's actually trying to stop the National Guard and people that are actually trying to get on the streets to get some order back into place. And Kristi Noem was also commenting on this. And Newsom has not been making the best decisions. This is her point that I think she made on Meet the Press yesterday. Let's play some of this here.
Well, California's governor doesn't want the federalized system here. He says he's got it under control. There's no shortage of law enforcement. Gavin Newsom said he's called in California Highway Patrol. He says the Trump administration is seeking a spectacle here. He's saying to protesters, don't get violent, don't engage.
Well, if he was doing his job, then people wouldn't have gotten hurt the last couple of days. We wouldn't have officers with a shattered wrist from bricks being thrown through their vehicles being burned, flags being burned in the street, and Molotov cocktails being thrown. Governor Newsom has proven that he makes bad decisions. The president knows that he makes bad decisions, and that's why the president chose the safety of this community over waiting for Governor Newsom to get some sanity. And that's one of the reasons why these National Guard soldiers are being federalized, so they can use their special skill set to keep peace. We're not going to let a repeat of 2020 happen. And if you remember, it all happened in Tim Walz's state in Minneapolis, which was a neighboring state and a governor at the time. And Governor Tim Walz made very bad decisions and then tried to get the as governors to send our National Guard in to bail him out when he let his city burn for days on end.
All right. You know, Cory Booker was out there on the weekend shows, too, discussing this. Should I play some of those clips after? It's as ridiculous as you think it is. If you want me to play Cory Booker, I want you to text the show. If you don't want me to play Cory Booker, then text the show and let me not to do it. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. I got a lot of other things I can talk about if you want. Feel free to send that text message over. We only got about a half hour left in the show. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara on WORD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. I'm looking at some of these text messages coming in, and I asked the question, should I play Cory Booker? I put it up to a vote. Simple majority needed. And we had six no's and four yeses, so I guess we're not playing Cory Booker. Nah, don't feel sad. Don't feel disappointed. You're not losing or missing anything. Basically saying that on plans to deploy the National Guard on the California protests, making things worse and Republicans are racist, you know, stuff like that. You get used to the regular Cory Booker stuff. So that protest, getting ready to see more live feed going on, and for all your writing needs, a lot of these major networks are going to be able to cover it just the way you think they will cover it. So let's go back out, and I wanted to play this before, and I ran out of time earlier in the show, so maybe I'll give it a little bit more time now. And there's certain conspiracy theories that are not so much conspiracy and more or less theories. And I say this because during COVID, there were a lot of people that looked at this on a scientific and just logical standpoint and questioned and disagreed with the conclusion. And what would happen is you were told you just want to see people die, right? Obviously, you're not following the science, you're anti-science. And all of these different lies that have been documented to the point where Joe Biden had to preemptively pardon Dr. Fauci for his responsibilities in that role, knowing what he said were active lies, but did it anyway. I got to say, I think a lot of people gave up on trying to defend the government narrative when they realized it was so blatant the way they were lying to them. And I think calling someone a conspiracy theory is a thing of the past anymore, because so many of these different conclusions people come to are rooted in truth, and eventually they come out and realize they're either partially true, the conclusions they came to are fully true. And they realize that more or less the people that are trying to call you a conspiracy theorist are the ones that are most likely either hiding or trying to get disinformation out there to throw you off the track. And what's kind of interesting about this, the Epstein case where he allegedly killed himself in this prison cell, people don't believe it. Now, when you think about like Dan Bongino and Kash Patel and some of these other high-ranking officials that are looking at all the evidence, and when they come out and they say, he just did it. We have it all. We're going to release it to the public. You'll be able to see it for yourself. These are some people that are not liberal. These are very conservative people. And when they say things like that, particularly Dan Bongino, I tend to believe it. So I have a hard time. I have a hard time buying into the theory when some pretty concrete people are coming out against him. However, the nature that I have is it's so hard to accept that right now, knowing all the other pieces of evidence that line up. It just doesn't make sense. I'm having a hard time accepting that answer. And when you have someone like Chris Cuomo, he was on CNN, now he's on News Nation, he's got a show on there. And I will say this, it's not really that bad. I mean, I give a lot of credit to News Nation. I think what they're doing is a pretty good thing. I mean, all things considered, they're not going down the path of MSNBC trying to be super fringe left. They're not being left as CNN. You know, they're not basically relying on your traditional left-leaning lies in order to fill a news hour and then bring in the commentators to do that. I feel like they actually try to look at this in a down-the-middle type of way, even though you don't have to accept Chris Cuomo as a down-the-middle guy, because he's not. But I think he at least gives it an honest shake on his program to hear different points of view, which is not something you'd see on these other left-leaning shows. And Tim Dillon is a stand-up comedian, well-known stand-up comedian, and he was on with Chris Cuomo. I think they were doing a podcast, and Chris Cuomo was talking about conspiracy theories and why is the right so consumed with conspiracy theories all the time. And Tim Dillon just flat-out lays it out. Okay, let's look at this as a logical way, why some people believe certain things that they do. And Chris Cuomo brought up the Epstein thing and just laid out the case very clearly in a way I don't think Chris Cuomo has ever considered. So I wanted to play this for you. It's a little bit long, but I think it's worth listening to. I think you'll like it.
Why is it that people on the fringe right seem to engage in conspiracies more? Is it a coincidence that Benny Johnson and Charlie Kirk are more interested in the Epstein files? Is it a coincidence that Rogan was, you know, talking so much about Epstein killing himself versus being murdered? Why do we hear more of that on the right?
I think there's people on the fringe left, if you remember, and I think Epstein probably was murdered. I mean, I don't think Well, based on the idea that the cameras went out and the guards fell asleep and he had information on some of the most powerful people in the world, and his best friend, Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Seymour Hersh, wrote a book alleging that he was an agent of the Mossad, and they had what clearly seems like a honeypot operation, and that all of these politicians were on his jet. Like, it feels like, again, just from an outsider's point of view, he got a sweetheart deal for the first time he was accused and convicted of being inappropriate with a minor. And I don't know the exact terminology. He did a lot more than be inappropriate with a minor. But you have this intriguing, weird figure who's connected to all of these very powerful people and has an island where people are going to meet up with underage women. And all of these people are coming out and testifying to that effect. And then right before his trial, he dies. I mean, Chris, let's be honest. If we're talking about the mafia and we're talking about a guy that had information on all of these big, powerful people and he gets whacked, does not a part of your brain? And Kirk or Johnson or Rogan or whoever, me or anybody who's looking at this, and people on the left and the fringe left also has some conspiracies. One of them was that Donald Trump was an agent of Russia. And by the fringe left, I mean every media organization, including the one he used to work for, every day was Russiagate. So to me, it's like, don't you look at the Epstein thing and for a minute say to yourself, yes, it is possible that this guy who is involved in potentially blackmailing people, but certainly involved in human trafficking and connected to all these wealthy, powerful people gets whacked before he can say any of their names?
Okay, so that was Tim Dillon lays out, okay, logically speaking, all these things happen. If this were the mafia and someone gets whacked, you're telling me you would just assume it's suicide? Absolutely not. Now, I think he makes some pretty strong points here. And keep in mind, their theories, I get that. Are they conspiracy theories, meaning everyone's lying to you? Possibly. But when you look at it, you're like, this is just common sense in a lot of different ways. And I want to go back to what Elon Musk did. When Elon Musk went nuclear with his tweet that the reason why Donald Trump's acting the way he is because he's on these Epstein files. A lot of these files have been released. Let me tell you what I've seen in these files, because people were like, oh, no, we know Donald Trump's on these files. Here's what we know about these relationships. One, going back even when they were giving testimony about what happened on that island, you had some of these different women that were under oath and they were being examined and they were, you can read all the transcripts of these. You had the interviewer specifically ask about Donald Trump. Did you ever see Donald Trump on this island? The answer was no. And they asked it so many different ways because the interviewer wanted Donald Trump to be there. Like they wanted this to happen. And she said, no, never, ever, ever did we see that sort of thing. In fact, there's evidence to the contrary that Donald Trump was actually helping these women. So who did you see on it? Oh, we saw like Al Gore and we saw, you know, they named like all these other powerful people, like the ones that they physically witnessed. But it was never Donald Trump. Then these documents get released and they ask, okay, where's Donald Trump in these documents? Well, he's not in it. You have Jeffrey Epstein as part of recorded dialogue say that, oh, I stayed at Trump Hotel. Oh, so Donald Trump's mentioned because you stayed at a Trump hotel once? Give me a break with that. You know, that is not implicating Donald Trump in anything. So you get these fringe conspiracy theories, and those are the ones that get amplified in left-wing media. But Tim Dillon lays out, here's all the things that we've been saying. This don't add up. I want to know why it doesn't add up. What's wrong with questioning those things? All right, we got one more segment coming up, and I guess our producer, Tim, maybe he's working on a wrap. We'll see if that one comes through. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Don't go anywhere on WORD. All right, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, and I'm looking at some of the text messages. Hi, Ryan. Sadly, the BBC has lost a lot of credibility. You get better news from GB News, that Great Britain news. Okay. One person texted in, Dan Bongino did not say Epstein did not commit suicide. He said, quote, it's not in the file. Okay. So I guess he could be tap dancing around it a little bit. Okay. One person said, even if Trump is in the Epstein files, do you honestly think that Biden's and Harris wouldn't have released it to destroy his presidency? Not a conspiracy. That's fact. So would they have used it against him? Well, it depends, because they would also be burning down their whole party with it. So I think with the internal polling that the Democrats had and they realized that Kamala Harris was not going to win, they realized that her numbers were so poor that she wasn't going to take a swing state, that maybe out of desperation they would have considered it? Maybe. Let's put it that way. Maybe. But who knows? Really, who knows? So our producer, Tim, did you put a rap together for us? I'm curious. Are we going to hear some rappers delight from you?
No, I can't.
Well, I guess we're just going to have to listen to Brett Baer again because, I mean, he knows what he's doing here.
I'll jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to me. Skiddly-bop, scoobop, scooby-doo. That's right, America, we love you. Fox News Channel, you should watch. 6 p.m., special report. It's really good, very fair, very balanced, very fair. Hey, Broadway Live!
That was Brett Baer from Fox News.
Very balanced, very fair.
Very balanced, scooby-doo, scooby-doo-bop. Really good, really fair. Okay, now, I'm not saying that I would do a better job, because I wouldn't. I'm just saying that I would never put myself in that situation. I mean, that's pretty much a given.
I don't think I would do that either. But
Scooby-Doo, Scooby-Doo-Bop. If he doesn't play that on his show today, I'll be very disappointed.
He better.
So are you basically, I mean, are we just going to watch like live rioting videos all through the day of people destroying Los Angeles? As if, you know, drugs weren't already destroying Los Angeles. I mean, all things considered, if it wasn't setting buildings on fire, it's the looting, the lawlessness, it's the allowing murderers, especially illegal alien criminals, violent offenders, back onto the street, allowing them back in with zero repercussion. And think about all the different areas of Los Angeles where people will document the fentanyl and all this other illicit drug use, where it's tent cities of homeless people shooting up, human feces on the ground, needles everywhere. And it's just like people slumped over like they're trying to touch their toes. And they're just zombie-like. And people just getting their cars broken into constantly. These are Los Angeles was already on the path of destruction. This is just like par for the course. I don't know why people look at this and say, like, oh, where did this come from? Well, it's the policies, this liberal policies that are in these giant liberal cities that enable people to think this as peaceful, meaning something's happening, deportations are happening. The law allows them to hold them out of the country while they go through these legal proceedings. Particularly violent criminals are being found. People that have disobeyed judges' orders to sell and to deport, haven't shown up to court cases, have been in and out of prisons. You know, we're talking about some pretty, as Donald Trump said during the first campaign, bad hombres, gang members, traffickers of drugs and women. And yes, there's other people that are going to get caught up in that too, because the proceedings need to happen without them being in the United States to ignore them like they've been able to do throughout these years. It's like, you know, it's like, let's say you've been breaking the law forever, and then finally someone enforces the law, and you say, wait, no, I've been breaking, you know what, I've been doing this for decades. Why are you cracking down on me now? And it's the system that's wrong because you are the one breaking the laws. And the enforcement comes around, and now what they're doing is protesting and burning down. We want law and order. We don't want Minneapolis to happen again. In a way, I would look at this as Donald Trump and saying, okay, you want to make sure we maintain some order because you feel for the people, because it's not their fault their politicians are garbage. But at the same time, if you're Donald Trump, you're thinking to yourself, do I let them burn down their own city? Why even bother helping? Because they don't even want to help themselves. So if I were people that were living there, I would be thanking the Trump administration for bringing in people to try to stop these protesters from burning down businesses and destroying lives and hurting police officers and hurting innocent people and destroying cars and breaking windows. And you know, I would be there and I would say, thank you for helping us, because we needed this, even if our stupid politicians don't realize it or not. All right. Well, that does it for me. I'm Ryan Recker. If you want to reach me on Twitter, at Ryan Recker, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook. I'll be back again for Tara tomorrow. I think Tara's back on Wednesday. So we're lining up a fantastic show for you tomorrow. Mike Gallagher coming up. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to WORD. Have a great day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.